It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Update your home with Palmero Vinyl Plank Flooring. It provides a genuine, weathered wood look that complements any decor and clicks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch and dent resistant, making it perfect for active households. Save big money on our wide variety of flooring options at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
My Crazy Family. It's the brand new podcast that we have officially launched that you can now subscribe to, and you can now share your crazy family stories to as well. You're about to hear a 15-minute preview of My Crazy Family. While you're listening, be sure to search My Crazy Family on Apple Podcasts or wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe. Brand new episodes every single Monday and Wednesday of each week, jam-packed with crazy family stories that may make you and your family feel quite normal, or maybe not. Search My Crazy Family wherever you download podcasts, press subscribe, and then share your crazy family story as well. Enjoy this 15-minute preview of the My Crazy Family podcast. You know, there's no shortage of crazy mother-in-law stories out there, and it looks like it's Mother-in-Law Day here on the program.
It absolutely is Mother-in-Law Day. I had a crazy one, and apparently I'm not the only one. Our stories today are just going to freak you out.
Oh, my God. There's so many. I don't even know where to begin. But one of them here, the mother is saying to the future daughter-in-law that you will never truly have my son. And the reasoning that she gives, it will traumatize you.
My.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Family.
Family.
My.
Crazy.
Family.
Welcome to the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any episodes of the show. Leave us a review there on Apple Podcasts, too. We would absolutely love to hear it. It's Tony and Stacey Cole with you on today's episode of the show. Again, it's a kind of like a perspective episode about mother-in-laws, where if you think you got a bad one, if you can beat these stories, you surely have a bad one, because these are like, holy crap.
Yeah. And if you've got a bad one, man, do we want to hear about it? Because I think today's really take the cake on these are some awful mother-in-laws.
Yeah.
So if there's something worse out there, we need to hear about it.
Yeah. You can submit your stories at crazyfampod.com, crazyfampod.com, or you can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, completely anonymously. The phone number is 833-CRAY-FAM or 833-272-9326, if you like to look at the numbers on your phone. 833-CRAY-FAM or 833-272-9326 to share your crazy family story with us, whether it's mother-in-law or, you know, you don't hear a lot about is crazy father-in-law stories.
You really don't. And I do think men just seem to know their place. that sounds a little sexist of me in reverse, but I think the father-in-law just kind of goes, yeah, you know what? You guys are married. You're good. I really don't need to be involved in your relationship. But the mother, it's a whole other thing.
I don't get that. Like, why? I mean, yes, someone's a mom. They care about the kid. But why continue to dig into that part of a relationship with your adult child? Is this a new thing in society circa the last 50 years? or has this always gone on well into the past?
Well, it brings me back to Everybody Loves Raymond. For me, that was one of my first exposures to a really, really crazy mother-in-law, even though my grandmother was a crazy mother-in-law, but my mom kind of kept it from me. She didn't say a whole lot, but yeah, my grandmother was a crazy mother-in-law. She was always involved in the relationship, in the marriage, in the cooking, in the cleaning, the comment section. I mean, she was everywhere. So I think it's just these moms can't let go, and it always seems to be with the son.
Very good. You don't really have a lot of it when the daughter moves out and gets married or gets into a relationship where they're, where that, yeah, you're right. It is very much about the son.
They just can't let go.
That's a weird dynamic. That's almost kind of creepily weird in some ways when it gets that obsessive. And I mean, I think we got kind of some weird, weird viewpoints that would come from one of the moms on our stories today.
Are you sitting down? Should we just dive in?
Let's just dive into this. Yeah.
Oh God. Okay. All right. Let me get situated here, because you need to be sitting down for this story, everybody.
All right.
My future mother-in-law has always been weird about my future husband's birthdays, obsessed with one-upping my presents, breaking gifts that I've given to him, etc. Most years they have a big family dinner get together, and I've been to a couple before without much hassle. This is his first birthday since we've been engaged. And this year, future mother-in-law, we're going to call her Agnes. And the reason is the person who wrote in said, I'm giving her an ugly name to match her soul. Okay, so future mother-in-law decides it should be something just for family. Fine, I can live with that. And I can avoid his crazy grandparents, and Agnes will have our own romantic date separately. Future husband shows up at his parents' place expecting the usual celebrations, family, beer, a barbecue. Nope. It is a candlelit dinner in their filthy dining room. It is just Agnes in a cocktail dress. Your fiance was so great to suggest a little meal together instead of a big party. It's nice to just have us, it be just us two, says mom. Future husband is freaked out and has no idea what she means, because I clearly did not suggest this creepy ass dinner. He sends me a text while she's out of the room explaining the situation, and says he's going to make up an excuse and leave. He says something work-related came up and he has to go right now. And Agnes grabs his arm and says she has something deadly serious to discuss with him. Apparently, he cannot marry me. Apparently, I am a whore. I can never cook his favorite food like she can. And person who's writing in says, I've tasted Agnes's cooking. It's disgusting. Her kitchen is covered in filth. Now she says, I've put on too much weight and he could do so much better. Fuck you, Agnes. Future hubby is freaking the fuck out and leaves immediately, leaving her sobbing on the dining room floor. He comes home to me, tells me the whole story, and we basically agree to limit contact as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Next day, Agnes ambushes me at our apartment. Future husband is already at work and I work from home. She pushes her way in and is really cold and quiet. I'm standing there pretty much dumbfounded. She doesn't scream or cry, but she gets up in my face and says the following. You will never really have him. He might marry you, but it's only because he's thinking with his cock. You need to think about whether you can marry someone who doesn't love you. He loves me because we have a bond you'll never understand. It's a mother's bond. A vaginal bond. Oh, you will never have that. Side note. Yeah, hold on. Side note. I'm infertile. So this was beyond the last straw for me. I kicked her ass out and called future husband. This bitch isn't seeing either of us for a long time because fuck you, Agnes.
Wow. And her name's Agnes, which like how old is Agnes, you know?
God, is there anything worse out there?
What does she even mean by vaginal bond? I mean, why wouldn't you just say because she already stated, you know, I gave birth to him. So it's a mother-son bond. Okay. I understand there's a mother-son bond, but when you double down on it and add in vaginal bond.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't, I guess, if you're talking logical thinking of an adult man and his girlfriend, I would think there's probably some sort of vaginal bond going on there too.
Right. And what if he were born cesarean and didn't come through the vaginal canal? Does that suddenly mean that you don't have that bond?
You don't have it then? Yeah.
There's a lot to unpack here.
Oh my God. I mean, as a son, if the mother was saying that sort of crazy shit and they will agree to have as limited contact as possible, why is it just like not no contact? Like there is no right way of being in contact with someone who is acting like that. And I guess does marriage sometimes bring out, does a child's marriage, a son's marriage sometimes bring out the worst in some moms where everything leading up to that point, they were a fairly good, balanced, supportive, loving mother. But when there's another woman that comes in that's, I guess, threatening that, does that just like, could that like totally turn somebody who, you know, is good and kind into a fucking monster?
It sounds like it. I don't, you know, maybe it's just this realization that they're handing over their son to this other human being and that he will no longer be yours. Part of what really turns my stomach in this story, I mean, the whole thing does, but when she said that he might marry you because it's only because he's thinking with his cock, I don't want my mom, if I'm a son, I don't want my mom talking about my cock. You know, you change my diaper, great, that's fine. But I need you to stop thinking of me as a sexual being.
Yeah.
Because that's not appropriate mom-son behavior.
No, not at all. It's almost, it's creepy on, and hopefully this is not on anything that the son is doing, but it's almost like there's signs of a creepy, almost like attraction to the son from the mom. Like
that cocktail dress and the candles.
Like, is there something else there that she just passive aggressively shows, or maybe is not even quite aware of, or won't speak of, or thinks is normal? I don't know. I mean, it's very bizarre. I think what it comes down to too is this notion that everybody has of like this is my person, or that's like this is the person that, you know, is mine. Nobody's anybody's. Like, everybody's themselves. A relationship should be by choice of you want to be with the other person, not because the other person is holding you there by bonds of being a mother, by bonds of marriage, by bonds of whatever the fuck it is. If you want a healthy one, it should never be like a captor situation where you're mine. You know, it's one thing to like say, and I say it to my girlfriend, it's like, you're my person. But the meaning is, you're the person for me emotionally. Like, we have so much in common. We really just connect, not like you're mine and I can control you. It's just, you're the person I've been looking for. It's more meant in that sort of sense than it is, you are mine, must control. And I think people really get confused on that, and then they start operating that way from a very young age, and they start thinking, that marriage means that person is that person's now, for control, not for choice or love, but for control. And ultimately, that's kind of what a lot of this comes down to with the mother-in-laws is the control of the son. And what the son will do for the mother. And it's one thing to help out your mom, whatever, you know, when she needs it, you know, just being a good human being. But it's another when you're, I keep thinking back to Sex and the City and the Charlotte character and the character Trey. Do you remember the show? Did you watch Sex and the City?
Yeah, absolutely. That
Bunny was the mother-in-law. And they'd be like shopping at Bed Bath & Beyond or something. And Charlotte was like, this will be great bedspread for us. Oh, no, honey. You need the ones with the ruffles over here. And he's like, yes, mother. And he goes with that all the time. That's not healthy. Now, I don't think there's anything like Bunny was trying to like have anything sexual with her son. But it was just this, you know, mother's always right bullshit. No, they're not. And the son's not always right. And the wife isn't. It's just who's in charge of their lives and respecting each other is the crux of so much of, I think, the son, the daughter, or son, the mother-in-law, and the daughter-in-law. It's that mutual respect that if one of those is off, destroys the entire dynamic there.
Well, and it makes it so difficult to ever have that relationship, especially if you're going to bring kids into the situation. Your grandmother's nuts. How do you work around that? It brings me back to, not a lot of people give credit to Sigmund Freud as being on top of things, but this whole story.
Very much so.
The Oedipus Rex complex, where the man killed his dad, I think, in order to get with his mom. And that's not what's going on here, but that sparked it right in my head that, oh, wait a minute, it's something's like really wrong.
It's like a reverse version of it. Want more of the My Crazy Family podcast? Well, you're in luck. There's plenty of episodes to start binging away on right now for absolutely free. All you have to do is search My Crazy Family wherever you download podcasts or on Apple Podcasts and find our program and press subscribe. My Crazy Family. Search for it now, press subscribe, and start binging away this instant. My Crazy Family. Enjoy.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.